Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on winning every meeting. And welcome to track three, the four-step protocol. Yes, I know it's a strange title, and we're going to go deep into what this means. And hopefully, you'll become convinced that this is a very powerful tool for preparing yourself for top performance. In track one, we talked about the importance of having a highly systematic, repeatable, consistent method for driving top performance. And then as we drop down deeper into this in track two, we covered the three pillars of this systematic approach for winning every meeting. And there we said, look, if you want to win every meeting, then you want to have a winning approach to the way that you prepare, to how you step in and execute, and to how you build skills over time. So you're not just better at this today and tomorrow, but 3 months from now, you're looking back, seeing that you've developed a transformational process and are driving transformational results. In the last track, we said, look, systems don't need to be fancy. It kind of sounds like a fancy word, systematic approach. It sounds fancy, but in fact, systems have to be incredibly simple. And this is because only then can you put them to work. And the secret to having systematic approaches, consistent, repeatable approaches, to getting better and better and better through continuous improvement, isn't being able to geek out at the power of your mental models. It's how good are you at putting them to work? A football team can come up with the most sophisticated plays, yet all that matters is how good are you at running them. And the same is true in the way that you prepare and execute for winning every meeting. In the last track, we said under the pillar of preparation, there were two processes. The black book is akin to long-term preparation. How do you best prepare yourself? Your best lines, your best stories, your best ways of being, so you can walk in and win every meeting. And the four-step protocol is your immediate tool. You're about to walk into a meeting right now. Quick, how do you best get yourself game ready? Or it's the night before, or the week before, or the morning of. You're looking ahead to the meeting. You're taking some time to best prepare yourself. How are you laying it out? How are you imagining yourself being? How are you best preparing yourself to walk in and win the meeting? You might think of the four-step protocol as akin to the way that a pro athlete prepares themselves on game day. We all know pro athletes have rigorous routines, don't they? They just throw on their gear, head down to the stadium, and pretend to be game ready. Some of them are very mystical about it, aren't they? They only eat certain foods, or listen to certain songs, or have a very specific procedure that they go through. And the four-step protocol is a procedure that I've come up with, and perhaps you'll take it and build your own procedure. But no matter what, it's all about how do you best prepare yourself for top performance. See, this is the thing that I've learned from many years of researching personal development. There's a lot of good ideas out there. There's tons of good ideas on communications and influence. And mindset, and preparing yourself to be strategic. And that's all good. Any day of the week, you can go online and find another tip or tactic or hack. And the world is full of hacks. Yet, people focused on top performance need something more. You need highly systematic, repeatable, consistent ways of putting the best ideas to work over and over and over again. I saw this for myself in my journey of personal development. It's very easy to read book after book. Yeah, I read that. Okay, so you read Dale Carnegie. Which principles do you remember? Which ones specifically are you putting to work right now? How specifically are you putting them to work? Do you have a list? A set of reminders? Do you have a specific protocol that bakes in your best ideas so you can put it to work over and over and over and over again? This is how a pro athlete prepares on game day, and also how they prepare for every play. Watch a tennis player. When it's time to serve, what do? They might bounce the ball 4 times. Whatever it is, they've got a routine. A professional golfer, every time they step up to the tee, they're running a standard setup that they've honed their entire golfing career because they know that it works for them. And it's very specific. The way they look down the fairway, the way they put the ball on the tee, maybe they take a practice swing, how they clear their mind to get focused on the shot. By using a consistent setup, a protocol, a method that they come back to over and over and over again, they're best driving consistent, repeatable, top performance. The 4-step protocol is built with the same idea in mind, except in the context of business and meetings. And if you were to look at my public speaking natural fast masterclass, and also my meeting Wonder Woman masterclass, you see the 4-step protocol in there as well. Because from all the years I spent developing this protocol, it's adaptable to whatever context you're applying it to. A board meeting, a job interview, public speaking, just a random everyday meeting where you are preparing yourself for top performance. The protocol works all the same because the 4-step protocol came together over years of figuring out what does it actually take? What do you need to drive top performance when you're stepping into any type of meeting? And as I said in the first track, this isn't your garden variety approach to meetings or to top performance. This is hardcore. We bring together some powerful concepts, and some of these might be a little foreign to you. You can read tons of books on selling, communications and influence, and other books that relate to, well, how do you drive top performance in business? And you'll never see anything like this. Because they're focused on often, well, what do you say and how do you say it? Yeah, that's all good. We're focused on a deeper level. Who do you need to be? How do you best prepare your mind? How do you best prepare yourself to step into the room? Because what you say and how you say it is minutia compared to who are you being. So there's a lot to the 4-step protocol, yet it's super simple. It's only 4 steps. And even though we're going through these steps in some detail, we're still only scratching the surface of these concepts. So what is the protocol? Intent, character, state, tools on. And they're very simple steps. Yet there is a lot of depth to them. Take intent. If you do any research on top performance, and from all of my work, it was obvious, goals really matter. So I often say, if you're firing a gun, you damn well better have a target. Goals really matter. And intent is a different way of saying goals, but I see it as even more specific. You have a meeting coming up. What is your intent? Really? This meeting, what specifically is your intent? Because the intent that you put in your mind ahead of the meeting and you keep in your mind as you're driving all the way through is guiding everything you say, everything that you think, everything that is received by the other people in that room. So how clear are you on intent? Character as well, and this topic can seem a little foreign. What is the character? The character is who are you being? People say, well, I'm just being me. You're never just being you. Which version of you is stepping into the meeting and why? Is it the same version of you that steps into a board meeting